Welcome, everybody.
Welcome to the...
That's how we're starting.
Nice. To Zenny Got His Casebook on the Moist Boys podcast.
That's how it's going down.
Oh, that's great.
Everything looping here on Zenny Got His Casebook.
All looping, all the time.
Yeah,
unless you're me.
Except for when we're talking about Fujiko.
Yeah,
or which is
yeah.
also all the time.
All yeah. the time, or Jigen,
which Goemon. Is also all
or Goemon.
The time. Or Goemon.
All the time.
Yeah.
Or yep.
or Zenigata.
All the time. Sorry. R.I.P. Our headphone users.
Yeah.
or Pycal, which was like that one time, and that was it. So
yeah, yeah.
All
but
the time.
He will come back in a movie.
Yeah. yeah.
OVA. At some point, so
classic.
We'll Which get based, to that someday.
Based after. On the various covers of that movie that I have seen, will be purchased soon.
Hello, Fujiko.
But welcome to the first guest on Zenny Got His Casebook.
Dun, dun, dun.
Also, the same first guest that we had on Historic Materials.
same also, first guest we had on Moist Boys?
Who is it? I'm dying to know.
Co-first, because I feel like our first group episode was Love, Death, and Robots?
Yeah.
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 And then the one after that was Evangelion.
Yeah.
Classic.
Both episodes.
Classic. What a classic.
Starring this guy.
Most yeah. most boys. What the fuck?
Dear Jesus.
Oh, words are tough.
Why do we keep inviting
not,
him back?
I'm not. I promise for that one person. He was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not always wasted. I promise.
In fact, almost never is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, almost never.
Yeah, but before we
He's
get...
He's just high on life, people.
Before we drive away any more listeners, head on over to moistboyspodcast.com.
Yeah.
Just upgraded here in the last couple of days.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, shit.
So now you can find all of the shows and actually listen to the newest episodes without having to go digging around, which is good for me because I don't
nice.
Have to actually update the website every time I put up an episode to keep
Yay.
It up to date.
Love that.
Also good for you because it means the website is just that much more intuitive
yeah.
to do things.
You can just go there, listen to the episodes, and not have to worry about finding all the different bullshit.
You're yeah. welcome.
But yeah. speaking of bullshit, my name is Josh.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm your best bro, Heather.
Best bro, Heather. And I am and always will be Harley.
And today we're wrapping up the first series of Lupin the Third.
Thank goodness.
Mm.
If you go back over to Zenny Got His Casebook, the original where we were putting up episodes,
That's
or if you're listening to it here.
That's a good fucking series name.
It's not bad.
I like that.
Thanks, we're good.
Also,
yeah. crushed it.
We're awesome.
So, speaking of things that are awesome, I am currently watching the new episodes of part six that are just now coming out.
Oh, so many
it does like because it doesn't matter what order you watch them in. Like,
I mean, yeah,
every exactly. I mean, like probably watch the series together, maybe in order. Especially this new one, I think they're going more like serialized,
Ooh.
Just like everybody else is.
Yeah,
more serialized storytelling,
like the new.
Yeah, like Got literally, it. They're coming out, and then the next day they're putting up the. The new episodes up on High Dive exclusive. So
hey,
get a
oh, is
get
it
a new? Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck is High Dive?
It's an anime streaming service.
Motherfucker, really? Another one?
Yeah.
Mother.
So you have to get your Crunchyroll to watch the old episodes.
Ugh.
You have to get Funimation to watch other anime? question mark. And then you have to get High Dive to watch the new episodes.
Wait. I thought you could watch the original episodes on Amazon too. I guess with commercials.
I think you have to buy those now. Like
oh, mother.
My biggest issue with Lupin the Third is that you can never consistently find them anywhere. Like, I was watching some of the Woman Called Fujiko Mine episodes because it was on Pluto TV for a while.
What the fuck is that? Yeah.
Exactly. But now it's just, now they just have a Woman Called Fujiko Mine, or do they just have a Lupin the Third channel where you can just randomly find episodes? They might have a Woman Called Fujiko Mine channel, but now they have those, like, channels where you can go watch free TV,
yeah.
but in a streaming with some on-demand stuff. So, but my original point was going to be that I was watching the new episodes and there literally is a part where they do the bars across the Lupin's eyes as they're like flashing through different images. So I'm not going to say they stole that from me, but I'm not going to say that the people making Lupin the Third listen to Zending God's Casebook, but if you do,
you're welcome.
Shoot us an email either at zendinggoddesscasebook@gmail.com or you can even do it at moistboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Hit us up.
Or go to moistboyspodcast.com and shoot us an email through there because we're easily contactable here at the old Moist Boys headquarters.
Easy to access and eager to please, so by all means.
We're here to wrap up series one
and
maybe talk a little bit more about the Lupin the Third and the First because Harley wasn't on that episode, but we did get to see it with him in theaters.
And it was a true pleasure, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was it?
The seats were certainly comfortable.
Yeah.
And definitely in these times, having big, wide seats between everybody.
Big wide boys and big wide seats.
Yeah.
It's kind of a necessary thing.
Well, not packed in stadium like some theaters.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because I got to eat my big, wide red vines in peace.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm going to eat my frozen fucking cookie dough, you best give me elbow room.
Yeah.
So Harley, I know we kind of talked about it when we saw it, but
yeah,
Lupin the Third, the First was pretty much your introduction to actually consuming.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I've always had this barrier to watching Lupin the shows and a lot of the OVAs, and I don't necessarily know why. Like, I definitely dig like a lot of the older like 70s anime. Just for some reason, this series in particular, it just never really grabbed me initially. So going and watching it, like sitting down watching the film, and it's like kind of current modern day, quote unquote, like contemporary format. Was really interesting because that definitely set me down a path of interest. You know, let's be clear. I still haven't watched as much Lupin as I probably should to really even be on this episode. But God damn it, I'm here and I'm excited to talk about it and excited to hear about all y'all's thoughts and feelings. But I thought it was good. Was it necessarily a masterpiece of a film? No. Did I have my criticisms? Yes. But like, did I understand the appeal of the characters and the format? And was it definitely something that like I could see myself like kind of diving into that rabbit hole? Like, absolutely. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
I think definitely the two strengths, I think, of this series are, one, you don't have to have an encyclopedic knowledge to just jump in wherever. Because I feel like for the most part, like every episode is a soft reset on the world.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a way of like, I mean, I guess kind of in the way of like shows of that time period where there's like, we don't know when people are like, you can't just like Amazon and watch the old episodes to get caught up. So every episode has to be accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no assumption. You couldn't really have these. Because I mean, hell, in the 70s, I mean, a lot of people didn't even really have TV yet.
Yeah.
You know, so there's just kind of assumption. Like if someone's jumping in and watching the show, like we have to establish everything every single time or else people will be confused. And if people are confused, then they won't watch the shit again. So you're kind of shackled to that requirement.
But I feel like Lupin also does it in a way that's unlike most other things, mm-hmm. where
it's organic.
You're also like thrown into the middle of things and not necessarily like you're not watching a reboot of something. You're just like, here's the world. Go watch this series. And you're just like, as we talked about, like the first few episodes, we were really confused about what was going on because nothing made sense from episode to episode.
It really does feel like, I mean, I don't know, especially from that first episode, it does really feel like the shit was presented out of order. Although I think I agree with what Johnny said, that first episode feels a lot like a pilot or like a proof of concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just there to exist.
Yeah.
And it is definitely not necessarily like, I feel like even that episode, moving forward from that to just episode two, like none of that is canon.
No.
Or if it is, it exists somewhere far down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because they do that. They do something kind of similar with part six, where the first episode is called episode zero, and it's not really related to anything else at all. Because like Jigen is like, I'm retiring now. And you're like, hold on. So he's not going to be in this series. But then the next episode, they're just all doing the Lupin thing again. So you're just like, I guess that was its own separate.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay. So I like that, like, they can use it to just, like, tell whatever story they want to. They're just like, yeah, we want to tell a story about a guy that's been doing this voice for 50 years. And he's like, you know what? I think this is going to be my last run on it.
Yeah.
So they give him his own special episode where he gets to, like, talk to all the different characters.
But that was a lie.
Yeah. I mean,
a very welcome one.
I think he is retiring after, like, the guy that does Jigen is retiring after this series. Yeah.
Oh, so is part, so again, sorry, I'm going to probably ask a lot of silly questions considering I know the fact that y'all have been talking about this for a while. Is part six the current?
Yeah, it's literally being, like, they're broadcasting as a simulcast.
Got it.
Right now.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So, like, the first two episodes are up there, episode zero and episode one.
Yeah.
Which they're introducing Sherlock Holmes, which is a shaggier, sexier Sherlock Holmes.
Ooh.
Also, John Watson has been murdered.
Classic.
Oh, no!
Jude Law, no!
Excuse me, Martin Freeman.
No!
Of the modern day two.
Clearly the better.
Yeah. That's fair. That is fair.
Only because there are higher highs, I feel like, in the Martin Freeman Sherlock than the Jude Law.
But there are some
no
real low lows.
Peaks
that
and
is
valleys.
To say the entire fourth season.
Yeah. Speaking of peaks and valleys.
Fujiko Mine.
Wow.
So for
Jesus.
For the end of this series, we watched the last five episodes that we hadn't gotten to yet. Which of the third generation will win? Catch the phony Lupin, rescue the tomboy, the first move wins computer operation, and the great gold showdown. If you understood any of those words, more power to you, because that's just...
What are those titles?
Some of them...
I mean, the great golden showdown kind of sounds like something that would have come directly from my search history, but let's not get into that.
The funny thing about Lupin the Third is that the titles on IMDb and, like, the official packaging aren't always the titles that the episodes give themselves.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, I think most of these ones matched up pretty close. No, Rescue the Tomboy didn't.
No, that something was else.
Rescuing the Bitter Shrew or something
like that. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they probably made something maybe a little bit more, maybe slightly less, like,
I mean, it was
offensively
very
gendered. Yeah.
Very 70s.
It was more offensive in the original.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it's like the
Rescue
now.
The Shrew Girl.
Yeah.
Which makes sense in the episode because she's like literally beating them up the whole time as they're trying to rescue her.
Because she doesn't know what's going on and she doesn't realize they're trying to rescue her. So the scene where, like, Lupin pushes her up against a tree and slaps her across her face and says,
gives her the old
stupid
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
I would say that's more Roger Moore.
No, that's 100% Sean Connery.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Not James Bond, Sean Connery.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because when he was like,
oh, boy.
It was like a 93 interview with Barbara Walters. Like, sometimes you just got to give her the back of your hand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so what? I'm not going to go into a whole thing trying to defend Sean
Connery for being
Leslie,
like... We've defended Liam Neeson for...
Yeah, Liam Neeson's thing is defendable. The Sean Connery thing is basically...
I don't know about Liam Neeson's thing. What the fuck?
We'll fill you in later. We're not going back.
We're not
already talking about
2 years ago.
Never going back.
Yeah, it's already been talked about on the podcast. To me, it's a defendable thing because he is openly talking about how terrible that was. Sorry. I'm not going into it. Okay. The Sean Connery thing is where he had done an interview where he was talking about how essentially what it came down to, I think, is he was saying that it's not okay to hit a woman with a closed fist.
Wait, that's like fucking Sean Connery said that?
Yeah.
I've heard that quote, but I didn't know it was Sean Connery.
But sometimes you have to just slap him.
Well, I mean, joking.
So the thing, like the thing, the
Jesus, John Connery.
Initially, John Connolly.
Shut up,
Kevin Connolly. You son of a
shut
bitch.
Shut up, Kevin Connolly. is that initially, like, it sounded like he was talking about, like, if a woman is attacking you. Like, don't hit her with a closed fist. Just, like, get her off of you. Like, hit her, get her off of you.
Which I feel like that's there's room in there for if you're being attacked by somebody. I feel like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I'm sorry. Like, if you're trying to assault me, these hands have become E for everybody.
I think what he was aiming for was just, like, I mean, if you have to hit somebody, still hit them. But if it's a woman, like, do it in a bit more amiable of a way, I guess. I don't
fucking
know.
That's definitely not how it comes across.
That's not how it comes across.
No.
And it's just like, and then he doesn't try to walk it back at all. He's
well,
just
no, because like, Barbara Walters is like, so you think it's okay to hit a woman? And he's like, I'm just saying it's what I said.
I'm just saying I said what I said, woman. Do you want to find out?
As he slowly raises the back of that.
So it's like, I think the whole thing was just like an old man not knowing.
Yeah.
The times have changed.
I mean, I feel like to Sean Connery, someone saying me too is like, I also would like some buffet.
Yeah. But again, not trying
to
defend Sean Connery.
The actual line is, if the woman is a bitch or hysterical or bloody-minded continually, then I'll do it.
I mean...
Well, never mind.
if she's obnoxious, I'll just slap her,
Fuck.
Just slap, slap, slap job.
But
I don't
anyway,
know.
Lupin gives her the Sean Connery.
Wait, yeah. So is this in a new episode or
no,
an old episode?
No, this is from series one.
Series one. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about series one.
Which probably would be when Sean Connery was in his most...
Slap
happy.
Yeah, exactly. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Slap-a-daisical.
This is the shit that Sean Connery was raised on Lupin, which probably explains a little bit.
I mean, yeah. This series, I mean, as you saw with the preview for like that first actual episode, I would say.
Also, it was the original quote was in a Playboy article.
Which obviously all of us only read them for, so I'm sure we've all read.
And then it was in 1987 that he went on the Barbara Walters show.
Yeah.
And I mean, so that was still when that shit was pretty like culturally like not super frowned upon.
Yeah. So the fact that
if she's your wife, then definitely it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, back then,
is she not in the kitchen? Then go for it.
But anyway,
this is terrible. All of this is getting edited out.
Yep.
Because goddamn, don't do that.
If we had recorded this like a week and a half ago, maybe. But it's going hot.
Oh, it's
press.
Alas.
Yep. Here we are, day before release day.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh well.
Anyways, yeah. So the end of this, I am very excited. For this very fucking reason.
That's a
for series one to be over.
For series one to be over, move forward into like us still the 70s, probably still smacking ladies around.
A slightly more
I'm ready for us to not be on an acid trip as we're watching it.
Yeah.
Some of these episodes in there.
Their
plot lines.
Animation in general back then, it was just such a trip. Even like the Gundam shit that really tried to play it safe, like a lot of the shit's just like, how am I supposed to follow this?
Macross Saga comes out in a couple weeks.
Oh shit.
On Blu-ray.
There
first
you go.
Release.
Hell yeah.
But like even these five episodes, I watched them and then thinking back, I got the third generation, whatever the fuck, and the computer ones confused because I thought that those two guys were the same guy because they look almost identical. One's got a chin strap and the other one doesn't, and that's literally the only difference in like character design.
Yeah.
So I was thinking those were the same episode, and I was like, wait, when does he bring the computer in to try to defeat Lupin? And then the episode ended, and I was like, huh, must have been a different episode. And it was. So it's... I think things become more focused as we go along.
Yeah.
And they definitely get a little bit tighter. And then I know there's a big gap between series two and three, and then a huge gap between three and four.
Yeah. Like when, like actual release?
Like actual, like real time gap.
Got it.
Because it was like, I think series two was like 78 through 81 or something like that. It was like a three season. And then there was like 85 to 83. And then it was
2015.
Yeah. Before series four came out.
Damn.
So,
that's wild though, man. I mean, it's crazy that it's crazy to think that this show with these more or less unchanged tropes and characters have been going on for so fucking long.
I mean,
it really goes to show, I think, just the amount of love there is for the series.
Yeah. I don't necessarily know that I would refer to it as unchanged because the movie has such a drastically different feel than the show does to me.
I guess that's true. I mean, the movie definitely feels like that shit just feels like Japanese Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Like 100%. Mm-hmm.
I am here for that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think when we were walking out the theater, like even mentioned like, hey, I really enjoyed Legend of the Crystal Skull. It was a great film.
You're a bastard person.
Yeah. In regards to that movie really being very similar.
Which I feel like
it didn't have Shia LaBeouf. I think that's the only difference.
Which is a plus.
Yeah.
Speaking of women beating.
Yeah. But I think that a young George Lucas was probably watching.
Oh yeah.
Because he was a weird loner back when he was a kid. I imagine that like he was watching.
Back when he was a kid.
I mean, through his whole life.
Still is, yeah.
He still is, but he also used to be too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can imagine him watching these.
I mean, I think as you said a little bit earlier, like
he was big into Japanese culture. Like he literally ripped off all of Japanese culture to make Star Wars.
So yeah.
It wouldn't.
No.
So like Star Wars Visions is just that coming full circle.
Yeah.
Which I have some complaints about that show, but
is it out?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll have to do a recap of that one because I want to talk about that.
It's got some highs and lows.
Peaks and valleys.
Yeah. So like the guy that is playing Jigen was born in 1933.
Oh shit.
Kiyoshi Kobayashi. So like they've definitely have respected the timeline.
Yeah.
Of like which you know I appreciate, which you can really only do like it would be impossible to do that in live action, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
Even though they're Steven Spielberg and James Mangold and Harrison Ford are real trying with the Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess has anyone currently in the cast passed away?
So the first 24 odd years or so, it was Yasuo Yamada as Lupin. Mm. He passed away in 1995. Mm. And so I think of like the main cast, he's the only one that's really changed all that much over the time.
Hmm.
So.
That's a bummer. Yeah. I mean, still though, cool. Pretty cool that you could just, again, keep that legacy alive. But
yeah.
I mean, I guess as Johnny said, I mean, definitely has grown and changed with the times. But again, just to follow that handful of characters and still like, just imagine like, I don't know, I'm trying to dig deep and even think about a show that's been on for that long. I mean, imagine even just like X-Files, where it literally just follows like two or three main characters being around for fucking like 50
they could barely
years.
They could barely keep 9 seasons
right?
alive. Tried for 11, failed miserably.
Oof.
But even in animation, something like The Simpsons, where I think they've got... Because, like, there's two routes you can go. You can go the loop in the third where you've, like, make small adjustments through time.
Yeah.
While keeping the core intact. Whereas opposed to The Simpsons, I feel like has just been...
It became Family Guy.
Like, yeah, they've been, like, since 1997, they've just been, like, trying to chase whatever the hot thing is of doing, like, oh, just, like, random humor. Yeah, we can do that for, like, 10 seasons.
Yeah.
Or, like, I feel like they've been stuck... Reference humor is definitely a thing that's stuck around since Family Guy, which has been 20 years now.
And, how?
Yeah.
Fucking dare you.
Ow.
Oh, my
Sir,
God.
Ow.
We old motherfucker out here in the streets.
Oh, God. Yeah, the first season was like 99, wasn't it?
Oof.
Sometime around there.
Because,
like, ever since South Park came out, they've just been like, we got to do whatever the kids are into these days instead of sticking to, which I feel like is a kind of, I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush, but that's like a cultural thing of us like respecting the past and while going forward as opposed to being like, we just got to chase whatever the new hot new thing is.
Yeah. Which I appreciate Lupin for, because it doesn't really seem like it's doing that too much.
But. Yeah.
I mean, like, looking at a show like South Park, I feel like every other show saw that and was like, oh, how do we do that but marketable?
Yeah.
And you get Family Guy.
Yeah.
And then the Family Guy goes away for a blessed
four or five years. Yeah.
And then it comes back and just becomes a zombie show like The Simpsons where it's like, no... I don't even think anybody watches it anymore. It's just cheaper to put that on than to not
than to come up with something new.
They
are just like perpetual motion machines. Like you could turn off the machine,
But then you have to replace it with something else. Yeah. That would take money. Whereas it's like, just leave the switch on. Just leave the fucking machine running.
Whatever. Yeah. We got to fill that slot somehow.
Yeah. As long as the cast is still alive, which, God help us, you got another 40 years of Seth MacFarlane.
He seems to be a very healthy individual. So.
Yeah, it's a shame. Someone get him addicted to cigarettes quick.
Jesus Christ.
God damn.
Oh my God.
Are we sure we're putting this episode out?
You know what? I'm not afraid to say I would want to see Seth MacFarlane die of natural causes.
Of natural causes. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like as long as you say put of natural causes at the end of there, you can say that about anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
You can say whatever you want.
Exactly.
Jeez. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Lupin the Third after Series 6 now that...
Sorry, I almost went into a much, much stupider joke.
You almost went to Jupiter?
I almost went, yeah. Because I almost went back to the Sean Connery thing and then...
Oh, great.
Speaking of dying of natural causes.
Right.
Yeah. No, I was taking it in the concept of the joke was to say that, like, yeah, what Sean Connery said, like, wasn't so bad about, like, open hand something of natural causes, and then that would have been the whole thing.
open-handed slap of natural causes.
Well, that probably would have landed pretty well if you'd actually fucking done it.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, well.
Because the joke was that, you know, just saying of natural causes is fine. It fixes whatever you said before it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's...
At any rate, we've now come to the end of Series 1, and I do think... In some ways, the show has finally, like, found its stride. Like, I know the creator, Monkey Punch, whose name I can't remember at the moment, was a bigger fan.
Monkey Punch.
Sure. Was a bigger fan of, like, the first few episodes where it was more in line with, like, the
manga.
Wait,
I'm so sorry. So is Monkey Punch the studio, or is that, like, the pseudonym?
It's a pseudonym of a guy.
Okay, that I like. I like that a lot. You got your suit of 51s and you got your Monkey Punch. God bless Japan.
I mean, we have it here too.
I guess that's true.
Can't think of anything off the top
artist
of my head.
Artist formerly known as.
Yeah.
Bangs, of natural cause.
I don't know where he's from, but
yeah.
we'll take him for now.
Oh, well, he's the guy from that band. Fucking.
He's not.
Yeah, well, fuck. Okay.
I feel like between 2010 and 2016, 17, every few months, they'd be like, we finally figured out who Banksy is.
Him.
And then that person would be like, it's not me.
that ain't me. Yeah. I got an alibi.
Just like John Fogerty said, it ain't me.
I just really I'm sorry that we're going down this tangent, but I just really fucking want it to be some like just burnt out, like, British fucking office worker. Like no one like super crazy, not some fucking celebrity, just a dude.
But it's not. It's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
It's probably gonna be like Jada Pinkett Smith.
Probably.
That's my bet.
definitely has the chaotic energy of
She does. Yeah. Love it. So
doing something like that.
Anyways, you know who isn't in Lupin?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Unless
but he does have the chaotic energy of it. Maybe Lupin is Banksy. Now that would be
wow.
There
maybe
you go.
Yeah, maybe
playing
Monkey 4D Punch.
Chess.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That'd be a good twist in like Series 5 of like
that would be relevant.
Them into being like, "Oh, I'm Banksy now."
Have they done that at all really with the cuz I feel like you guys watched definitely more of the show than I have.
I mean, I've only watched this first season.
I would say I've only watched
Okay, cool.
Which is why I'm like excited to get into series 2, which is like 250 episodes long or some shit like that.
Oh, it's one of those.
Well, it went for 3 years. Like, I think it's only 157.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to be a little more cohesive.
Yeah,
We've talked about this,
I'm just ready for good times and not whatever the hell that just was.
Like, yeah, especially watch the like those first 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Was it the first five?
It was five or six. It was like the first 5 or 6.
I just remember the first eight. We hit one, and I was just like, "Why?" It's when we were like, "We're gonna have to start doing 2 per episode." Because I was like, "I can't. This is awful. What the fuck?"
You can definitely you can clearly mark just by watching it where Hayao Miyazaki like stepped in and was just like, "I'm gonna take over this for a while. We're gonna get this back on track."
Yeah. By the way,
what?
This was like the second thing he ever worked on.
Oh, that's right. That's okay. That makes sense.
After Detective Boy Conan?
Yeah.
I want to say that was the first one, and then this.
Which is why when Castle of Cagliostro came out,
they brought him back.
That's right. That's right.
No.
Future Boy Conan?
I think that's the thing that's they're just releasing the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
Detective
created that.
Conan is definitely from like the 80s and or 90s.
Yeah, Future Boy Conan.
Future Boy Conan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his
Conan O'Brien.
That was the first thing he created and then he worked on this for a while. They probably brought him in because the show was falling apart after those first few episodes and they're just like, we need somebody that worked on a show that went smoothly.
Steer this fucking ship.
Yeah.
Because like whoever was like screenwriting those first few episodes, like cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Like there's things that you can do the start the story in the middle and then do random flashbacks in a strip where you're reading it. You can go at your own speed and you're like,
yes,
you can be like, okay, now we're here. But in a TV show,
when you have to rapid fire them.
Yeah. We're just like, wait, what happened? Yeah. Why are they starting it here? And just having the characters like tell us what happened is because that works in a comic strip where 90% of it is just word bubbles. It doesn't work in a cartoon where you're seeing everything in action.
Not so much. No, and that definitely is like my knee-jerk like first response. Because those first few episodes, definitely the first episode, just feels like pulled directly out of a strip. So that definitely makes sense. That's wild though, man. Miyazaki, God bless.
Yep. I feel like that's why we started Monthly Miyazaki.
Makes sense. Yeah, and I think that's why this
show... What came first? Monthly Miyazaki came first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then out of that, we were just like, man, that Lupin thing was actually kind of fun. We should watch more of that.
Yeah, and especially in the original Japanese and not the streamlined home video dubs, which are...
Yeah.
Very rough.
Folks, don't watch any dub done before like 2005.
Seriously.
Like, very rarely. But...
I mean, you can, but go into it expecting a certain...
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. I don't know what, but yeah, I think je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
That's certain something?
Yeah. That's always a joke because that's fuck me. You know, whatever.
Of natural causes.
of natural causes.
That's essentially Lupin the Third.
Whoa. What about them fucking theme songs? Are we ranking that shit or what?
I mean, we can rank so the middle one isn't even really a theme song. It's just like a different clip from the first song, I want to say.
Yeah. But,
is it?
But Lupin is talking over it the entire time, so you don't actually really hear it.
That's fair. Fair enough. Yeah.
Until the last like so 5 seconds when the guy in the booth like
I think there's
turns the mix up.
Four themes then.
Hmm.
Is there?
Yeah, because the first episode, because we rewatched it so Harley could hear the theme, is not my favorite theme song.
Yeah.
Which you were just saying the middle one's not a theme song technically, it's just Lupin talking over.
Because there's the...
There's the one we just heard for the last five episodes.
Yeah.
There's the one for the first one.
Yeah.
There's the ones of him talking over it, and then there's the one you and I like to sing a ton.
That was the first one. That's the one from the first episode.
No, it's totally different.
No.
I think that is a different one because that's the one on the later episode that we.
The Lupin.
Yeah, that's not the first one.
Lupin.
Yeah, that was the one in the first
episode. Lupin the Third.
No, because the one in the first episode, he's like Lupin basically just sing talking and then there's the scatting.
Lupin the Third.
That's the one from the first episode.
Lupin the Third.
That is, but not this one. The one that Heather is now.
Anyway, folks.
Lovely.
We're going to have to. Solve this on the battlefield, on the marketplace of ideas after we do the recording. But
yeah.
But I think...
yeah, shit slaps. All of it.
I think the first run of theme songs were the better ones. They changed it for some reason that I'll never understand. And then the one at the end is fine.
It's not bad.
It's not memorable. It's not catchy. I could not tell you
what that theme song sounds like right now. I can just sing.
See, I can sing the last one.
Well, then please do.
Do it.
Demonstrate, please.
Do it.
Do it.
Rupan, Rupan, Rupan.
Oh, yeah.
Rupan,
yeah.
Rupan,
yeah.
Rupan.
Yeah, I like this one. It slaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think the first one, the ones that came afterwards are definitely have like their own distinct flavor, but I feel like the very, very first one is just screams fucking 70s for some reason, like more so than the rest. Like,
can I just say that I'm excited to get into
the good theme song
so that we can get to the good theme song?
How dare?
Oh, no,
God, it's so good.
Is it good?
Really? Okay, cool.
God, yeah, Josh played us like a clip from it, and I was like, fuck yes. Yeah.
I'll pull it up once we're done. Folks, yeah, just go.
So excited.
Google the new, because they did a new, every series they rearrange, they do a new orchestration of the theme song.
Oh, nice.
Like,
but it's the same.
Show, it's the same music, they just reorchestrate
it. Oh, so the one from the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That whole soundtrack fucking slaps.
Yeah. Which, I recently went and saw the new James Bond, and like when the James Bond theme started playing, I was like, ooh, it's gonna, I was like, no, that's the Lupin theme song. Don't get me wrong. The James Bond theme song is okay, but it's not the Lupin the third theme song, yeah, which is what the song you want the James Bond theme
to be. Well, because it's an actual, I feel like, well, I'm not going to get into this, but like, I feel like the Lupin theme like is an actual song, whereas the James Bond theme is really just, it's a fucking riff.
So, interesting you should say that, because I just found out that the James Bond theme song is a redo of a white guy doing a quote-unquote traditional Indian song based on a, like, play, British play, which blew my mind.
Yep.
Like, I'll pull that up, too, because that fucking, that was definitely, like, flower child bullshit of the 60s.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Before they're just like, let's just make this a jangly guitar instead of this fucking guy doing a Sting Jamaican accent thing,
yeah,
pretending to be from India.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It was a whole thing.
It is wild. Yeah, I would love to dive into that for sure. That shit's a trip.
But the theme songs are all good in their own ways. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the jazzier piano ones, where they're more like, you know, you go into like the Ritz-Carlton or the Four Seasons or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like this one, it goes hard.
It goes hard.
And like, I would say, like, for anime, like, theme songs that are orchestrated in this way, I would say there's, like, obviously I got to go, like, Tank. And then, right below that is the, like, the Lupin theme.
Yeah. And then
like,
right below that would be Cowboy Bebop.
That was number one. That was my number one.
And then right below that would be Lupin.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And then right below that would be,
to be fair,
Spike Spiegel.
So the Cowboy Bebop, stop it.
And then below that.
The Cowboy Bebop theme is called Tank.
Yeah.
To be fair, nobody calls it that. Like, I've literally watched like four or five videos of like live performances of that, and they just call it the Cowboy Bebop theme.
Of course.
Well, absolute monsters. Yeah. Song has a name. Call a song by its name. That's why you gave it a
name. Call me by the song's name. Starring Armie Hammer and Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet.
So speaking of Timothy Chalamet, let's go around real quick. Who's playing Lupin in the 2025 American remake of Lupin the Third?
Oh God,
Idris Elba.
No.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba as Lupin?
I feel like he'd be better
as Zenigata. I would watch Idris Elba as Zenigata.
Oh, yeah. Fair. Considering he's the old man. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just like, for some reason, if I think of Lupin getting a live action adaptation, I just think of him being a black guy.
Is that because you watched the British version of Lupin?
I think it's because, I actually didn't watch it, but I think I saw it, thought it was associated, and was like,
It is kind of associated. It's based
it's
off
pulled
of the
from
same,
the same. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Jonathan and I watched the first 10 minutes and I was like, oh, this is not what I wanted it to be.
No.
Actually,
this is not
I got
fun.
To go.
Yeah.
This is
it.
Sad as he's paying child support.
I haven't watched it, but I heard it was a little bit of a bummer jam.
It's just more serious.
Different.
It's a very straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spy
show. So you got Idris Elba, then you got a.
Yeah.
We got
no Timothy Chalamet is Lupin.
No,
fuck that.
No,
fuck it. Fuck
no.
That.
No,
give me Alexandra Daddario as Fujiko.
Either her, I was gonna say
peaks and valleys.
Peaks and valleys.
The as far as doing like the physicality of the performance, I think Jessica Henwick would be good as Fujiko.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Only because like I want she needs to be in more. Like she's in like one movie a year. We need to get her in more movies. Yeah,
that's fair.
Wait, Jonathan, who did you say?
Alexandra Daddario.
I don't know who these people are by their names. So
go to Percy Jackson.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm good. Thanks though.
She's the actress with witch eyes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would be good?
I'm going to go with Jessica.
Yeah. I literally watched Love and Monsters just because she was in it, but she wasn't in it very much.
Yeah.
But it was still a fine movie. It's on Hulu.
I liked that movie a lot, actually. Yeah.
Who got for Jigen?
Who can rock that fucking chin strap?
A scruffy looking
nerf herder.
God.
I couldn't.
Damn it.
Not. He literally handed it to me on a silver platter.
You know what? I just literally popped in my head because he's got kind of like a scraggly facial hair on his IMDb or on the picture that I saw of him. Mm. I think Colin Farrell could pull it off.
Oh.
A little bit older than the main guy.
I think.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see him rocking a fedora.
I mean, he does in Crimes of Grindelwald. Or whatever that thing is called. Fantastic Beast.
Wow. Grindelbindle, huh?
Grindelbindle.
Yeah. Crimes of Grindelbindle.
Just like let him grow his hair out. He could do like the hair, like the scraggly chin strap. And
God.
I feel like he could pull that off.
Yeah. I think maybe like 10 years ago, sure.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit past the like.
See, it's hard for me because I've seen the new thing and he's like 100 years old voice guy in the new. I always picture him older for some reason. I'm not sure. Like. It's because the guy is 100 years old at doing the voice.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea of him being kind of like, he's so calm, cool, and collected because he's like, he's basically like the Jet. Like, he's the retired fucking vet or the retired fucking officer. I mean, I don't know if they've ever given him the actual background, but that to me makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm having a hard time. I think just because like all these fucking characters in the cartoon are so fucking gangly, and I can't really think of anyone. Who
I know,
like,
right?
Right.
Chalamet, I guess.
I guess we're getting.
This is the issue with casting directors. Are just like,
Who's Chalamet out there?
Yeah.
Tom Holland, Chris Pratt. That's all I can think of.
Oh yeah, only,
God. Those are the only names that
Chris
come
Pratt
to mind.
Is Lupin the Third.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
That will be my official, like, I'm boycotting
Rage
a movie.
Quit. Yeah.
Like, boycotting movies is fucking stupid. Like, you're not boycotting a movie. You're just not going to the movie. Don't be an idiot. But I would straight up go full on boycott if Chris Pratt was Lupin the Third.
Oh, I know who I want as Lupin.
Okay. You do yours, I'll do mine.
I want the fucking guy from Bridgerton. Yeah. Oh. I want the guy from fucking Bridgerton. Yes. What's his name? Hit me with it.
I mean, any of the guys from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, but the brother has the chops.
The brother's got the chops. The brother's got to be Goemon.
Yeah.
Not Goemon, but he's got to be Jigen. I was just looking for Goemon, and I'm literally like Google, what are the tallest Japanese actors I can find? Because Goemon's super long and lanky too. And I was like, oh, I found him. I like him. So my brain was back on that.
Goemon would be Tom Cruise. Because he is the last samurai.
False.
I want this guy.
Who's that?
Oh, the guy who played Lupin in the live action Lupin movie.
Oh yeah, that would be dope. Honestly,
I want him to be Goemon.
Oh, I didn't know. So I didn't know that there was an actual live action adaptation
from like 2014,
something like that. Can't find it anywhere. You can buy it off of eBay and hope for the best, but that's about as much. Here's my two picks.
Okay.
Both from the same movie that I saw this year, and I'm like literally the only person that enjoyed the movie based on its 5.4 rating on IMDb.
Oh no, Ooh. Snake Eyes.
Yeah. Henry Golding, I think, would be a good Lupin.
Oh yeah.
I think he's got the comedy and action chops based on this.
Oh, and he's charming as fuck. Yeah.
Also from that movie, Andrew Koji.
So here's my question, and this is where I'm a little stuck.
He's also
in
Warrior on AMC.
On our actors. How old is Lupin?
Doesn't matter.
He's timeless. Here's my thing. The age of Lupin dictates the age of the gang.
That's true.
It does. The age of Lupin dictates the age of Zenigata, because Zenigata, he calls Zenigata his old man. He calls him Pops a lot too.
Yeah, so he's got to be minimum 10 years older than everyone.
Also the fact that I'm pretty sure he like flirts hard with a high schooler and is like, call me in 4 years. in the movie.
She is in college.
Yeah. She's going, she's at least 18.
I guess that's fair.
Which is why he says, no thanks.
Which is why he's like, no thanks, go to college, let me know when you're done with that.
There it is.
I won't have aged because I'm Lupin, but you will have.
Yeah.
That's how this world
so
works.
So are we thinking because Lupin's like 25?
I think he's however old Henry Golding is.
Henry Golding's in his 30s. That's my thing.
Yeah. I think, he's had to have been around long enough to be good at what he's doing.
Which, if he started at like 14, this is a family-owned business for him. He could have started this shit at 12.
I mean, probably did. I'm going to say he's somewhere between 27 and 30.
Perfect for Henry. If make it right now.
Henry Golding can totally play that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like,
Andrew Koji definitely could. I feel like he can play a little bit younger than that.
Is he the guy who does Storm Shadow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's good. I don't care what IMDb says. That movie was.
I like totally get it.
It's out on Blu-ray now. I want to rent it and I want to see it.
Snake Eyes?
Yeah. It should be out on Paramount Plus any minute now because it's a Paramount movie and they put like. The Hills Have Eyes. Quiet Place 2 was literally on Paramount Plus like a month after it came out in theaters.
Okay.
By the way, Jonathan Bailey, it was Anthony Bridgerton, and he is who you were talking about with Chops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jonathan Bailey.
We're saying and, he would be Jigen?
And Jonathan Bailey is a year younger than Henry Golding.
Interesting.
Okay.
He could.
So we're basically stuck with Timothy Chalamet.
No,
he could play third. He could play third string to a star type like Henry Golding.
Yeah,
I guess. Let's be clear though. I mean, this is our like Hollywood adaptation dream cast.
Well, that's kind of like the thing because like I feel like you're going into. So we have to.
I mean, I know how Hollywood works. That's
I know.
How it,
that's the thing of like. So are we going like full Hollywood casting? We're going to be super shitty about it. Only white people. Because that was the reason I was throwing out the names I was throwing.
For sure.
No, I was doing like Made in America.
Yeah.
But in the year 2021, not 2020.
I guess I caught myself in that too, because I definitely was thinking of like American actors, British actors, whereas, I mean, really, it probably should be Japanese actors if we're going to try and be fucking cool about it.
Well, so here's the thing, and we were talking about this when we were watching.
Yeah.
Lupin is French.
Fair.
Sure. There's people
is
named...
Is Chalamet a French last name? Or?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I mean, so there you go.
Goemon does need to be a Japanese actor, I was looking at Japanese actors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is why I was like, I made the joke of like, that's Tom Cruise.
That's Dr.
Fujiko also has to be Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is...
Or, hear me out, could be...
If they did it for John Cho, they can do it for Jessica Henway. That's all I'm saying. And
God damn it. Why am I forgetting her name now of all times?
Alexandra Daddario?
No. Fucking Black Widow.
Oh, she's so...
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
She's so versatile. She can play anything.
She can be a tree.
I saw my joke. I was like, we could write a tree for her in the movie somewhere.
Anyway,
sorry. I'm really funny when I'm trying to not be, I guess.
She's
Singapore Chinese, half Singapore Chinese. So
who is?
Jessica Henwick. I was like,
Scarlett Johansson.
I thought there was definitely some Asian descent in there.
Mm. I mean, that's close enough for Hollywood. So, you know, I'm going to say.
I was like, she's Nymeria Sand in Game of Thrones. She's one of the Sand sisters.
Yeah, she's in like two episodes of that. You can just say that she was Colleen Wing.
She's Colleen Wing.
Yeah.
She was a yellow leader in.
Tread fucking carefully with
wait,
what you
that's
were
not
there.
The Last Jedi.
She was an X-wing pilot.
Yeah, she's the one that gets blowed up.
Yeah.
She's literally in 2 seconds. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing over here?
I know, right?
The only reason to watch fucking Iron Fist is because she's in it.
That's cool. Yeah. She was the first actress of East Asian descent to play a lead role in a British television series.
Hey.
She was in a children's show called Spirit Warriors.
She's definitely not old enough for that to have happened, Britain, but, you know, go off, I guess.
Yeah. <ooh. laughs>
She's going to be in The Matrix 4.
She's Zimbabwean and Chinese descent.
Oh.
In this, probably in the same way that Charlize Theron is African.
No. Her dad, her father, who was born in Zimbabwe,
yeah,
okay,
is English, though. But.
Zimbabwean. Zimbabwean. Interesting.
Yeah. At any rate,
yeah,
that's never going to happen because no. The world is shitty and
yeah. But I will agree though, like. No holds barred, like Henry Golding is Lupin the Third.
Love that.
Give me that.
I like that. That's good.
What I was going to say is the nice thing about Lupin and adapting it is that it's an international, like it's Japanese insofar as that's where the anime took off. But as far as like, the character is like, you can just have whoever because who cares?
Yeah. That's fair.
But
I think people are going to care if you don't cast.
Goemon
is going to need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it worked for Ghost in the Shell.
No, it didn't work for Ghost in the Shell. That's what we're saying, Josh.
Good times.
Bad times.
I've never seen it, so.
I have also not seen it.
No.
And who could? It's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. God,
watch the anime. It's an hour and a half.
I couldn't watch the anime to save my life.
To be fair, again. We watched the dub.
Yeah, watch
which
subs,
was made
not
before
dubs,
2005, so yeah. It's not good.
Oh,
it was very not good.
Oh, the dub.
The dub.
Yeah, no, the dub is rough. Yeah, absolutely.
The dub was so rough that I don't have no desire to go watch.
You
the
fell
sub.
Asleep like 3 times, and I was like, "Hey, we gotta watch this."
And I was like,
"No,
nah,
like,
I
don't fucking care."
I can't be bothered.
Since we're talking about anime, I'll just put it in here. Because we're not gonna do an episode about it because we don't have the time to
That's fair.
Might as well talk about Star Wars Visions real quick. We got like 10 minutes to kill before.
We can do an episode about it.
No, we can't. Okay. There's like 9 15-minute episodes.
I've watched one of them.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, we still haven't. At this point, we're not doing a sequel to Love, Death, and Robots either.
No.
Oh, why?
Because
it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I don't think anyone else really watched it. So I mean,
no, yeah, nobody exactly. watched it. So.
Like it was. It season 2 dropped and was immediately out of the like social zeitgeist. Like I didn't even know it was up. It just was all of the sudden.
Yeah, me neither.
So yeah. Like yeah, it just there is no, like I'm not going to waste the time of
my main takeaway from Star Wars Visions is that I'm annoyed they didn't do a proper like translation for because it's they're anime from Japan but they put all of the focus on the English dubs.
Aw, boo.
Because like I've watched most of them in like the original Japanese with but they only have the closed caption English subtitles.
Wait, really?
Yeah, so like there are huge chunks where characters are talking or there's voiceover and there's no subtitles.
Wait,
because
what
it's
the fuck?
Not in the
fuck.
English closed captioning. So like the Lapin Ochi.
Yeah.
Ocho? There's,
Lapin Ocho.
Yeah. Like the beginning, it doesn't matter, but it's like a guy's voice doing the voiceover or whatever at the beginning. That goes on like 2 or 3 times longer in the Japanese than it does.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, because like the whole thing up until they start talking, there's a guy just saying stuff, but there's no subtitles because it's not close because they didn't carry that over from the dub, which
that's so weird. I mean,
then why even give you the like the option?
I don't because maybe
well, I mean
Japanese.
I understand that like Disney Plus is an international thing.
Yeah.
But like
put $20 into doing an actual like
that's
translation.
What I mean, like even for like the English dub, I mean, so there's still people who want to fucking watch that shit with subtitles, you know? I mean,
well, because the closed captioning will match because it's the
English dub subtitles.
Yeah,
Weird.
But like I was like, because the first few ones, like I didn't notice anything until it got to that episode, and then like. I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I watched the Mega Man episode. I can't remember what it's called. TB01.
Oh, Toby.
Yeah.
Mega Man.
And like, that guy is definitely the doctor from Mega Man.
Yeah.
And
Dr. Wily.
And Toby is Mega Man. But like that, there's a lot of like,
have you
I
not
know.
Watched Visions?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Watch the dubs because they didn't put any.
Fuck.
Yeah. Which is a shame because like the mouth movements match the Japanese because that's what they were made in.
Yeah, well, of
but
course.
There's no subtitles for it, so
that's annoying.
Yeah,
man, that's frustrating.
But yeah, there's like I know enough Japanese word like just through osmosis. I've picked up enough to be like, This what they're saying does not match the subtitles at all. Mm. Like, as far as like the context goes. So I was like, interesting.
So not I was a little Segoy.
Yeah, they're not
nailed it.
In the cookie jar.
That is not Kawhi in the slightest, or Weeby. So Disney, pay somebody $50 to
just do it.
Do the better. Actual just subtitles to the Japanese. Like, do subtitles for all the language, like the spoken languages you do.
Yeah.
It only makes sense.
Let's say this is a preview for when we do the actual. Because I want these two to actually watch it, and we should.
Sure. I think it definitely gets stronger as it goes on, so I think that's a benefit. I think they start with the weakest episodes and they get better as they go on.
Well, that's sometimes good. Yeah.
Yeah. Which Henry Golding plays Tsubaki in the last episode, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't actually watched that episode yet, but Henry Golding, can't go wrong there.
I didn't watch it with, I watched the Japanese audio version, but maybe I'll watch it with Henry Golding in it. But it was a good, that was good. It was like, okay, something's starting to happen here, but maybe we'll get into that later. But, you know, we had to kill 10 minutes on this episode because couldn't put out a 50-minute episode for some reason. It just doesn't feel right. Folks, you come here to kill an hour of your life that you'll never get back. That's the one thing we can promise.
While we talk about old everything, white dudes and whether or not they hit women and or tried to murder people.
Well, one of us definitely talks about it.
One of us just won't shut up about it, apparently.
I mean, I still don't know anything about the whole Liam Neeson debacle, so.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, cool. We'll talk about it.
Next episode. Hey, that's why y'all gotta tune in.
Go listen to our episode about when our Pokemon, I think it's like episode 5?
Oh, the one where you were doing your...
Where we talk about the Pokemon, adapting it to a live action.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good episode.
Oh, I'm sure that aged very well.
I mean, it was in response to Detective Pikachu.
Oh, so. Yeah. Got it.
Before it came out, we did that.
Yeah.
Back when we did things so that the algorithm would maybe help us out.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Speaking of...
Now we don't care. We just talk about Lupin the Third.
Yep.
Speaking of Lupin the Third or algorithms, go to John Cheadle's IMDb page and then go to moistboyspodcast.com. He played Algae Rhythm. Do you not remember?
Did you
block that movie out entirely?
Yes.
I mean, who
I did. God damn. Why would you? Oh, it's all coming back. No. Why would you put that on me?
Go to moistboyspodcast.com. Hit the subscribe button on whatever you're listening to this on.
Bop it. Bop
Smash
it.
Like and subscribe.
Twist it. Fucking twist that. Twist Pull that it. Bell. Click it.
Flick those like buttons.
Oh.
The like buttons are my nipples.
I came back into this conversation in a weird place.
But the hammer is my piece. Every time. Jesus Christ. Subscribe. Like, smash bell, subscorblet.
Scorpion.
Like, subscribe, and scorpion from that first fucking episode.
Can't believe I didn't catch it the first time we watched it.
I can't believe you didn't catch it either. Piece of shit.
And Harley almost turned his head three fucking times. Did you see it?
The third time was to a be charm. Fair. What?
Okay.
The third time you were just literally gazing everywhere around the room and I had to be like, look.
Sorry.
Look at it.
It's a beautiful room. What can we say?
Retriever brain over here. Jeepers, creepers.
While you're giving 5-star reviews of things, go to The Action Boys podcast.
Oh, yeah. Please, God, Apple. Resuscitate our fucking reviews, please.
Yeah. We're at a 1.9 over there right now, which we don't deserve.
Stolen Valor.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, we got...
Give us a 5-star review. We'll talk about that on the Action Boys.
Yeah.
So, which we're going to put out some episodes soon.
How exciting.
Yeah, so keep your eyes out for that. But otherwise, folks, stay safe out there.
Wash your hands.
If you're not doing anything, why not consider getting a vaccine against any sort of global pandemic viruses that are floating through the air?
That's not a thing. Yeah, also the fucking happy flu season, y'all.
Yeah, have your pet spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Have your kids medicine. Spayed and neutered.
You are not allowed to do that, actually.
Maybe not allowed, not recommended.
Yeah. Get your boys circumcised whether they need it or not. Saving that for the end of the episode. folks,
it's been rough.
Goodbye. Love you.